弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主能够和你们一起敬拜神。
I thank the Lord that I'm able to worship God with you together.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神。
Our heavenly Father.
爱我们的主耶稣。
For the Lord Jesus who loves us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
感谢你为我们预备了这个日子。
We thank you for giving us this day.
我们虽然不明白。
Even though we do not understand.
但是你却救了我们
But you have saved us.
你让我们能够到你的面前来跟弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜你
so that we may come before you and worship you together with brothers and sisters.
让我们学习把感谢和赞美都归在你自己的名下
so that we learn how to give you, ascribe to you all the praises and thanks.
你也让我们今天来到你的面前
so that we come before you today.
我们有一个心智
So we have a will.
我们透过你的话语
Through your words,
我们要更深的认识你
we want to know you deeper.
我们更要得着你自己
we want to get you more.
就像你得到我们一样
Just as you have gotten us.
我们感谢你
we thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名
we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
刚才我们念过了约翰福音第二章一到十一节
we have just read the chapter 2 of John from verse 1 through 11.
那么我们看见他说这是第三日哈，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲也在那里。
So we see that it was on the third day a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there.
那第三日就是他跟拿但业谈话之后三天哈。
That was the third day after he had a meeting.
那么如果你从前面约翰一书啊约翰福音第一章开始看的话，你把第一天、第二天、第三天加起来的话，大概正好是一个礼拜。
If you read chapter 1, 2, 3 of John, you add them together, that's just about a week.
那就是，那么主耶稣这是在第一个礼拜他开始出来，传道的时候。第一个礼拜所发生的事情。
So that's the first week when Jesus came out to spread the gospel.
那么这个地点呢是在迦拿。
The place is Cana.
那迦拿在哪里呢
？Where's Cana?
我们中间有人去过这个中这个巴勒斯坦哈。
Some of you have been to Palestine.
那么在加利利海的大概东北边哈。
It's about the northwest corner, northeast corner of Lake Galilee.
然后他告诉我们说，在那里主耶稣的母亲在那个地方。
It says Jesus' mother was there.
那么他和他的门徒也被请去赴席。
So he and his disciples were also invited to the banquet.
圣经上没有告诉我们他的母亲在那里做什么。
They didn't tell us what was his mother doing there.
所以我们也不必要去猜了。
So we don't even need to guess.
但是我们晓得，就是他特地讲说，耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席。
But we know he specially mentioned.That Jesus and his disciples was invited for the banquet.
那约翰他写的很简单，他就说他们酒吃完了，酒用尽了。耶稣的母亲就对他说，他们没有酒了。
So it was very simple. John wrote that when the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said, "There's no more wine."
好，下面我们就会碰到一件事情，很多时候给我们是一个难题哈。
Now we run into a difficulty.
就是主耶稣回答他。
How Jesus answered her.
主耶稣回答他说：“母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。”
So he said, "Mother, why do you involve me? My time has not yet come."
那么在那边有小字啊，小字说原文做妇人。
So there was the other smaller letter says, "Dear woman."
那么很多人，特别是我们华人哈，我们觉得我们很孝敬父母，我们很尊敬我们的长辈哈，所以看到这一句话之后，就会在想，哇，耶稣怎么这么没有礼貌
？So you know, as Chinese, we know we ought to honor our parents. When we read this, we say, how come Jesus was not impolite?
他说，妇人，我与你有什么相干
？He says, dear woman, what do you
当我们看到这一节圣经的时候，很多时候我们把我们的文化背景加进去了。
When we read this, often we put our culture background into it.
那么不只是华人哈，也有很多的人都把这样子的背景读进去了，然后就下了一个结论，说耶稣不尊敬他的母亲。
Not only just Chinese, there are other people. They put their culture into it, and they conclude that Jesus does not honor his mother.
如果你去看参考书的话，有不同的说法。
If you go study the Bible commentary, there are different explanations.
但是我在这里我要跟大家讲三点哈。第一点，我们读经不能把我们现在的背景读进去。
Now I want to tell you three things. First, when we read the Bible, do not put our current culture into it.
或者是说我们文化的差异把它摆进去。
Or put the difference between the culture into it.
我们可以去了解当时的文化，他们的人是怎么样看这些事情。
We need to understand how the people at that time look at this issue.
那么我再举个例子，比方说像在马太福音第24章。
I give another example in Matthew 24.
我们看一下哈，马太福音。
Let's go to Matthew 24.
马太福音第24章，然后在第29节开始哈，一直到31节。
From verse 29 to 31.
不是哈，前面哈，我们从26节到27节。
From verse 26 to 27.
那我念给你们听啊，他在这里讲说，若有人对你们说，看哪，基督在旷野里，你们不要出去；或说，看哪，基督在内屋中，你们不要信。闪电从东边发出，直照到西边，人子降临也要这样。尸首在哪里，鹰也必聚在哪里。那么这一段经文呢，有很多人把它解释的时候就说。就把现在的什么电脑电视通通都把它弄进去了。
So when this passage people reading today, they put their knowledge about the computers and television into it.
所以他们就觉得说主耶稣来的时候，因为那个电脑电视啊，所以一下子全世界的人通通都知道了。
So they interpret that when Jesus comes, the whole world will know through television and computers.
我想圣经上不是这个意思。
But that's not the meaning of the Bible.
他就是告诉我们主耶稣来的时候一瞬间他来了，所有的人都会看见他。
So this just tells us Jesus will come at that moment, everyone will see him.
没有人可以逃掉的。
No one can escape.
因为他是神。
Because he's God.
他当然可以做这件事情。
Of course he can do it.
因为那个是一个很瞬间的事情。
So this is just at the moment.
如果我们用电脑，如果有人没有电脑怎么办？
What happens if we set a computer, they do not have computer?
如果有没有人，如果有就是说我们不是每一个人都有所谓的 Facebook, 就是说 Facebook, 对不对？
Not everyone has a Facebook, we have to have it.
但是他就告诉我们，主耶稣来的时候，所有的人都要看见他。
This tells us when Jesus comes,Everyone will see him.
那是瞬间的事情。
It's a moment.
所以这是一个例子，我们很多时候把我们现在的东西把它加进去了，这是一个很错误、很危险的。
So it's very dangerous to put the current culture into the Bible.
第二个，我们再从圣经上面来看。
The second, we look from the Bible.
我们知道诫命十条诫命的第五条诫命告诉我们说要孝敬父母，对不对？
We know the Number five of the Ten Commandments is honor your parents.
还有其他很多地方都告诉我们同样的事情。
There are many other places tell us the same.
但是我们晓得弟兄姐妹，主耶稣他从来没有犯过律法。
We know that Jesus had never done anything against the law.
他告诉我们他不会违背神的命令。
He will not disobey God's commandments.
他就是不会违背神的命令。
He will not disobey God's commandments.
在箴言里面告诉我们说，凡咒骂父母的啊，咒骂父母的，他的眼睛要被乌鸦叼出来。
So for those, the Bible says, for those who curse their parents, they will lose their eyesight.
所以你们想想看，主耶稣他告诉我们说，他决定不，他不会犯错的，他不会违背神的命令，他决定不会不尊敬他的母亲。
So you can note that Jesus will never disobey God's command, and he will never.Dishonor his parents.
实际上他在钉十字架的时候
Actually, when he was being crucified,
他称他把他的母亲交给他的门徒约翰的时候
When he presented his mother to his disciple John,
他用的是同样的一个字
He used the same word,
同样的一个语气
Same tone,
他就是告诉他 他说母亲看你的儿子。
He says, mother see your son.
那么那个地方也告诉我们说原文做妇人。
Also, in that place, they said the original word was a woman.
这是第二点。
That's the second example.
第三点。
The third.
当我们在圣经里面看到一段经文，我们觉得说很不近我们的人情，或者是我们现在的一些事情的时候。
When we read the Bible, you think it disagree with our current thinking, our current culture.
因为我们在他讲的那句话最后一句话，他说我的时候还没有到，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到，这句话听起来好像很不近情理。
So when we read, he says.My time has not come. Why do you involve me? It doesn't seem to be a very nice way, decent thing to say.
但是我们知道，圣经上如果是这样子记载，它一定有一个特别的意思在里面。
But we know if this is recorded the way it's recorded in the Bible, there must be a special meaning.
它一定要强调一件事情。
It must be emphasizing something.
记不记得主耶稣在十二岁的时候，他去圣殿里面。
You remember when Jesus was12, he went to the synagogue.
然后他完了之后，他的父母亲就离开了，就回他们家乡。
Afterwards, the parents left, went home.
然后在路上走了三天之后，才发现，哎，小孩子不见了。
After 3 days journey, they realized Jesus was not there.
然后他们就回去找他。
Then they went back to look for him.
他们在耶路撒冷，在圣殿里面看到他了。
So they saw him in the temple in Jerusalem.
弟兄姐妹，你记得他说什么吗？
You remember what he said?
他说，你们为什么要找我呢？
He said, why do you look for me?
岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
Do you not know that I should consider my father's will?
圣经的作者把它记下来。
So the Bible recorded it.
那么圣灵感动人把它写下来，他是要我们知道这位耶稣到底是谁。这个是很重要的。有人曾经告诉我说，哎呀，这句话如果把它省掉啊，那么圣经上这就是很容易看的。
Some people say if we just get rid of this sentenceMaybe easier to read the Bible.
这不是神的心意。
But this is not God's will.
神的心意要你认识这位耶稣。
God is want you to know this Jesus.
他如果为了不好意思把这些重要的句子通通省掉的话，
If we delete all these important sentences,
我们就不知道去哪里了。
Then we don't know where we went.
因为我们不会认识这位耶稣的。
Because we would not know this Jesus.
这是三件事情，当我们看这类的经文的时候，就我把这个我从圣经上面看到的跟你们提出来。
That's why I gave you these three things when we read this.
那我们现在来想，他跟主耶稣，他跟他的母亲说，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
So now talk about that. My time has not come yet.
如果我们从圣经的其他地方看，我们知道主耶稣做事情，他不是照他自己的 agenda， agenda 怎么办？我一直都不知道怎么翻译这个东西哈，那么也不是照他自己的时间。
So we know that in the Bible, Jesus doesn't do things according to his own agenda.
他完全照着父神的心意。
He do it according to God's will, Father's will.
主耶稣只知道顺服天父的旨意。
So Jesus knows to be obedient to Father's.
特别是我们在圣经上面看见，当他要显明他自己是谁的时候，我们看得特别清楚。
Especially we see very clearly when he needs to reveal who he is.
在后面约翰福音里面的时候，他就跟以色列的人谈到这些事情。
So he later in the book of John, he talked to the Israelites about those things.
他告诉这些以色列人，他说只凭着自己不能做什么。
He says to the Israelites.According to ourselves, we cannot do anything.
他说，然后在第五章的时候，他也知道，他做这些事情，他照着天父的旨意，他有一件事情，他要让我们知道，他是从天父那里来的。
So in verse chapter 5, he says, he do all these things is to to let us know that he comes from the Father.
那么他的时间还没有到。
But his time has not come yet.
他完全照着父神的时间。
So he is according to God's timetable.
那么如果我们从约翰福音里面去看的话，
If we look through the book of John,
当他讲到他的时间的时候，
we talk about his time,
通常是指他要钉十字架的时候，
usually it pointing to when he is going to be crucified.
那么当神要做事情的时候，
When God is going to do things,
完全照着他自己的时间，照着他自己的心意做事情，
God will do things according to his time, according to his will.
没有人，没有假神，甚至撒旦都不能干涉。
false gods, not even Satan can interfere.
所以当主耶稣这样子做的时候，他告诉我们，所以我们就会知道他是从父那里来的。
When Jesus did this way, so let us know he comes from the Father.
我们常常在圣经里面看见主耶稣说他自己是人子，人子。
So we often hear in the Bible, Jesus say he is the son of man.
我以前以为说这个人子，人子就是他很谦卑哈，所以他称他自己是人子。
I used to think he was very humble when he said he is the son of man.
主耶稣真的是很谦卑哈。
Jesus is truly very humble.
那么是在腓立比书第二章第五节那边告诉我们哈。
He tells us in the Philippians 5:2.
但是当主耶稣一直说他是人子，人子的时候，他有一个很重要很重要的一件事情要告诉我们。
When he keeps saying he is the son of man, repeatedly, he's telling us something very important.
他告诉我们他是。我们在圣经里面我们晓得有第一个人，对不对？第一个人是谁啊？
Do we know who is the first man in the Bible?
啊？哎，亚当。
Adam.
亚当发生了什么事情？
What happened to Adam?
神本来造他，对不对？照着他自己的形象，照着神他自己的形象和样式造他们，对不对？所以是一个完全完整的人。
So Adam was a perfect man because he was created according to God's image.
所以我们每一个人从他出来的，所有的人都是从他出来的，我们都跟他一样。
All men come from him, we should be just like him.
以前有人问我，哎，你知道亚当长得什么样子吗？
Someone asked me, what do you know what Adam looked like?
我说你把所有的人全部放在一起，大概就是那个样子。
So if you put all the men together, that would be how he looks like.
就像我们小孩子，对不对？小孩子有时候，哎，这个小孩子像妈妈，然后老二像爸爸，或者老三又像两个都一样，然后呢，老四呢，两个都不像，但是呢，你仔细看的时候，又好像又像一个，是不是？就是这样子。
Just like our children, some look like a mom, some look like dad, some doesn't look like anyone in the family.
但是他犯了罪。
But he commits sin.
他把我们每一个人都带进了死亡里面。
So he lead all of us into that.
我们没有一个人例外。
None of us is exception.
也没有一个人。今天世界上有很多人说他是无神论。
Many people say they are atheists today.
然后他说这个世界是进化而来的，人也是进化而来的。
So they think that man becomes through revolution.
我不是进化论专家哈。
So I'm not a revolutionist.
但是我那天去 Como Zoo 的时候。
When I went to Como Zoo the other day,
我就觉得我跟他们不像。
I did not look like them.
你看那些猴子啊，很会爬、啊，对不对
？You see those monkeys, they can climb.
我不知道你们有没有去过。
I know you've been to the Como Zoo.
它可以爬到一个很高的杆子上面。
They can climb to a very high pole.
其实那个旁边呢、啊，那个墙啊，我告诉你，它如果是人的话，轻而易举就跳出去了。
But if it's the high wall, the gate, they can jump out of it easily.
但是他们没有跳出去。
But he did not.
我觉得他们跟我们不一样。
I think they're different from us.
因为我们是照着神的形象和样式造的。
Because we were created in God's images.
但是亚当犯了罪。
But Adam sinned.
所以圣经上告诉我们说有第二个人。
So、that's why the Bible says there's a second man.
这个第二个人是谁？
Who is the second man?
就是耶稣。
That is Jesus.
所以他说他是 Son of Man. 他说他是人子。
That's why he called himself Son of Man.
圣经上告诉我们，让我们很清楚的看见，当我们信了他的，我们就会像他一样。
So the Bible teaches us clearly, if we believe in him, We can be just.
我们会跟他一样成为后嗣。
We can just like him to be descendants.
我们会跟他一样在神的里面承受产业。
We can just like him to receive inheritance in God.
他也要让我们看见他怎么顺服神。
He teaches us how to be obedient to God.
他也要我们一样能够顺服神。
He demands us to be the same.
但是我们人没有办法，如果你是有亚当的性情，如果你是属于亚当的后代，你是没有办法像他一样的。
But if we have Adam's characteristics, we are descendants of Adam, we cannot do it.
只有当你被他改变过来，只有当你的生命被主耶稣改变，他把他的生命给你的时候，你才能够像他。
We can be only like Jesus if he has changed us and he has given us his life.
所以他称他自己是人子。
That's why he called himself the Son of Man.
好，接下去我们看约翰，他开始记载的很详细。
Now we go back to see how detailed that John recorded.
啊，耶稣的母亲呢，就对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
So Jesus' mother told the servants, do whatever he tells you.
我不知道主耶稣什么时候改变他的意思。
I don't know if Jesus ever changed his mind.
我以前还很想要知道哈。
Yes, I used to want to know.
但是现在我不想，我也不想要去知道了。
But now I do not want to.
因为他什么时候改变，就是他什么时候改变他的意思。
So whenever he changed, he changes.
其实耶稣并没有说他不要做，或者是他要做。
Jesus did not say he won't do it or he will do it.
但是约翰就记载了很详细啊，在第六节，他就说照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。
A very detailed recording on verse 6. Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons of water.
很大的石缸啊。
Huge.
那么这个石缸是用来洁净的
They use for washing,
不是用来装酒的
not to hold wine.
现在有很多不信的人就说、哦、主耶稣其实没有行什么神迹他就是在那个时候已经把先把酒放一半在里面弟兄姐妹他们已经没有酒喝了哪里来的酒呢
So some people say Jesus did not create any miracle They had wine in thereBut they said they have no more wine.
但是约翰在这里记得很详细，他说这个石缸是做什么用的
？So John recorded what the jars are for.
是放什么东西的
？What do they use to keep?
他写得很详细。然后接下去，这第七节，耶稣对佣人说：“把缸倒满了水。
”So Jesus said to the servants.Fill the jars with water.
他好像每一步每一步都把它写下来了。
They have recorded every single step.
他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
So they filled them to the rim.
那么耶稣又说，现在可以舀出来送给管宴席的。
Then he told them, now draw some out to take to the masters of the banquet.
很详细哈，就是耶稣一步一步的，他都记下来了。
Every single step is recorded.
居然还有人把它编成其他的东西。
Even though still have people changed it.
他们就送了去。
So they sent the water.
那么赶管宴席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是从哪里来的。
So the master of the banquet tasted the wine. He did not know where they come from.
圣经上告诉我们说，只有舀水的佣人知道。
The Bible says only the servants who drew them know.
那么这个管宴席的，他喝了之后，他心里面想，哇，这个新郎子怎么搞这种事情？
So after the master of banquet tasted it, he says, why does the bridegroom do things like this?
人家都是先把好的酒摆上来。
Most people give the good wines first.
等到客喝足了才摆上次的。
So when they, after they drink enough, they give the inferior ones.
所以这是我们所看，从圣经上看到的。
This is what we see in the Bible.
第十一节他说这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹。
Verse 11, this the first of his miracles, miraculous signs.
我们再继续看下去，他做这件神迹显出什么事情来
？Let's continue. What was this miracle reveal?
显出什么来
？What did it reveal?
显出他的荣耀来，对不对
？Revealed his glory, right?
然后接下去，他就告诉我们说。 他的门徒就信他了。
Then he says his disciples put their faith in him.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters，
约翰在这里告诉我们，这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹。
John here tells us this is the first miracle performed by Jesus。
所以主耶稣在此之前没有行过神迹。
Jesus did not perform any more miracles。
有很多人就说主耶稣小的时候，哇，行一些神迹哈。
Someone says when Jesus was young performed some miracles。
弟兄姐妹，约翰在这里告诉我们说，这是他所行的头一件神迹。
So John here tells us this was the first miracle he performed.
他的目的是什么？
What was the purpose?
目的就是显出他的荣耀来。
Is to show, reveal his glory.
什么叫做他的荣耀？
What is his glory?
弟兄姐妹，这个荣耀其实就是我们人，就是说，如果是神的荣耀的话，就是神的本性。他所做出来的事情，他所表现出来的，这个就是他的荣耀。
If it says God's glory, that's God's nature. Whatever he does, how he presents himself.
人有没有人的荣耀？
Does people have people's glory?
当然，人的荣耀跟神的荣耀不一样。
Of course, the glory of man different from God.
因为我们本性不同。
Because we have different nature.
我们是人。
We are men.
在哥林多前书第十五章那边告诉我们说，树有树的荣光，心有这个心有这个心的荣光，那个心有那个心的荣光。
So in the first Corinthians says the tree has its glory and the stars have their signs.
所以人有人的荣耀。
That's why man may have their glory.
不是说你我们弟兄姐妹不要把荣耀想成啊，好像哇有一个很大很大的光在我后头哈。你们有没有看到 ？OK， 不是说有一个很大很大的一个光圈啊，然后呢，那个才叫荣耀。当然也是在神那边也是，因为我们从圣经上面看到，的的确确，很多时候讲到他荣耀的时候，有光在那里。
So don't imagine when you think glory to have always be a great light behind you. Of course, there is a great light shines behind God.
所以神在这里，主耶稣在这里，他把他的荣耀显出来，就是他显出来他是神。
So here Jesus revealed his glory means he revealed himself is God.
他可以把水变成酒。
He can change water into wine.
他用讲话的。
He used just by talking.
他不需要有一个实验室。
He doesn't need a laboratory.
他不需要有一个 fermentation， 哦，就是这个发酵的过程。
He doesn't need a fermentation.
他直接就告诉他就讲出来了之后，他就可以把水变成酒。
Once he said that it would change into wine.
因为这是他的荣耀。
Because this is his glory.
因为他是神。
Because he's God.
我们看见约翰就告诉我们他的结果是什么呢？结果就是他的门徒就信他了。
So John told us what the results of it. That is his disciples put their faith in him.
弟兄姐妹，你相信主耶稣吗？
Brother, sister, do you believe in Jesus Christ?
我们从这里，从圣经四福音里面，我们看见他行了神迹。
We have seen the miracles through the four gospels.
那么约翰在约翰福音第二十章最后一节，他告诉我们说，他说他行了许许多多的神迹。
In the last chapter of John, he has performed many, many miracles.
他只不过是在这里记载了几个而已。
We only recorded some.
他的目的是什么？
What's the purpose?
目的是要把他的荣耀显出来。
The purpose to reveal his glory.
要人知道他是神的儿子。
So people may know his son of God.
要人知道他是神。
They know he's God.
要人信了他之后就可以得到永生。
So people will believe in him and become eternal life.
他如果能行这些神迹，
If he can perform something,
他如果能使水变成酒，
he can change water into wine.
在圣经里面让我们看见他能使这个死人从死里复活。
And in the Bible we know he can make people resurrect from death.
他也能够改变你的生命。
He can change lives.
你相信吗？
Do you believe?
他用他的话做事情。
He does things with his words.
跟神一样。
Just like God.
我们在圣经里面看见神说有就有，命立就立。
So we know that in the Bible, God says he will have.
你信神的话吗？
You believe in God's words.
神的话会改变人的。
God's words can change people.
因为那是神的话。
Because that's God's words.
神的话都是在圣经里面。
God's words is in the Bible.
你如果仔细好好的去读圣经，
If you carefully read the Bible,
它会改变你的生命。
It will change your life.
我现在碰到人，我常常问他，你有没有读经啊？
I often ask people if I see them, are you reading the Bible?
很多人都会跟我讲说，哎呀，读了半天读不到什么，所以就放弃了。
He says, oh yeah, I read some, and then I just forgot about it.
弟兄姐妹，读经我们要仔细的去读。
So when we read the Bible, we read it carefully.
弟兄姐妹，你有好好的去读神的话吗？
Are you carefully studying God's words?
最重要的是你相信是他所讲的话吗？
The most important to you, you need to believe this is what he said.
你相信是神所说的话吗？
Do you believe this is the word that God said words?
你相信神吗？
Do you believe in God?
你相信神是有能力的吗？
Do you believe God has power?
你相信神用他的话创造了全所有的宇宙万物，所有的跟宇宙跟这个世界中间所有的活物，你相信吗？
Do you believe God created all the creatures in the universe by his words? Do you believe?
今天我们唱了很多诗歌，就是告诉我们信。
Today we sing many hymns teach us about faith.
我们信是从神的话而来的。
Faith comes from God's word.
我们信不是说因为我要信或者是就可以信。弟兄姐妹，我们信是因为信那位说话的神。
Our faith doesn't become we want to, our faith comes from the God who speaks.
是他是信实的。
Because God is faithful.
所以他讲的话一定是可以信的。
That's why whatever he said is definitely believable.
当我们在看这一节这一段圣经的时候，
When we read this passage,
它也让我们看见
he also let us know,
好像看起来他们在那里有一个困境。
Seems there was a difficulty.
在我看来其实也没什么了不起啊。
Actually, it was not a big deal.
这个宴席酒喝完了就算了嘛，是不是啊？
So there's no big deal in the banquet when there's no wine.
当然我知道，对我自己来讲哈，我基督徒这个我们有宴席，上面绝对没有酒的，对不对？
So I know that as Christians, when we have banquet, there's no wine.
但在这里，我们可以想到这位神，他可以把他的困境解决掉。
So we know God can change the challenges here.
因为他是神。
Because he's God.
但是在这里，让我们想到一件事情，要照着他的时间。
But here it teaches one thing.It has to be according to his own time.
要照着他的心意。
According to his own will.
所以我们必须要忍耐。
So we have to be patient.
当你在困境当中的时候。
When you are in difficulty.
当你把你的困难告诉神的时候。
When you present your difficulties to God.
你要照着他的时间。
You need to do things according to his time.
你要照着他的心意。
According to his will.
所以我们人。能做什么呢？
So what can we do as men?
我们就是凭着信心。
Use our faith.
我们相信这位神他是全能的神。
We believe this God is omnipotent.
他什么事情都可以做的。
He can do all things.
在他没有难成的事情。
There's nothing is difficult.
他居然讲话就可以改变事情。
He can change things just by talking.
所以我们就要忍耐。
So we need to be patient.
如果我们还没有看到结果的话，
If we have not seen the results,
我们就要忍耐，我们就要等候。
We need to wait and be patient.
我知道，我不知道你们有没有听过这个笑话哈？有一个人跟神说，他说：“神啊，求你教导我怎么样忍耐。”
There was a person who asked God to teach him how to be patient.
现在就要。
He said, "I want it right now."
弟兄姐妹。
The brothers and sisters.
这一段圣经让我们看见主耶稣他借着行这个神迹，他把他自己的荣耀彰显出来。
We see this passage through the miracle Jesus revealed his glory.
他显这个神迹的目的是要人信他。
the purpose of doing the performing miracles so people may believe in him.
叫我们人能够信服他。
So that we may believe and obey him.
弟兄姐妹，你相信他吗？
So brothers and sisters, do you believe in him?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的主耶稣基督，
oh, the Lord Jesus Christ who loves us.
我们感谢你，
We thank you.
你让我们知道你是神，
you reveal to us that you are God.
你是神的儿子，
you are God, son of God.
你也是人子，
you are also son of man.
叫我们信你的人，
so that we, whoever believes in you,
可以像你一样。
Can be just like you.
你要慢慢地训练我们。
You want to slowly teach us, train us.
就你给我们信心。
To give us faith.
给我们忍耐。
Give us patience.
让我们能够等候。
So that we can wait.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.